It is Saturday morning, and a very good morning to you, my dear listeners, and a very good morning to you, my dear listeners, and welcome to Eagle FM. So we are a little bit late because we were just allowing a little bit of, we were giving Helene a bit of time to actually finish her interviews, but we are here. So we are here. It's a very beautiful Saturday. You know what? As I always said, so the weather here, you enjoy it while it lasts. When you have a beautiful weather, enjoy it while it lasts because you never know how long that's gonna last. You know, it's getting, you know, at this time point today, it's a bit hot. The weather is a little bit cold. It's a bit hot in the morning. You know, it's start to feel a bit of winter where you feel a little bit cool and nice. But as the times, as it goes up, when it's about 9, 10, 11, you know, it started to get hot again. And it's really, really getting hot. All right. So hopefully winter comes soon. I'm a winter person. I love winter. So how is the weather in your area? Is it still raining or is the winter approaching slowly by slowly? So a good morning to you where you are, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are in this beautiful country of ours. And so you know that, you know, wherever you are, so
pushed at work and the people
just hold on me quickly something I'm just to do this quickly okay and then I'll be with you all right okay as I said wherever you are you can actually you know listen to Eagle FM wherever you are, whether in the south, in the west, outside of the countries, and that's right, you have access, you can be access you access Eagle FM anywhere at any time. So all what you need to do is actually it's just a matter of having your phone. So once you have your phone, you are instantly connected to the news, to the first your favorite shows, and to the stories that matter. All what you need to do is actually to download the Eagle FM app, and you are good to go. You know, and it doesn't stop there. Our sister e-paper keeps you in the know with business, economic news, and all the latest developments. And all you can do, or you can grab your digital copy every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday. And all that you need to do is just send your WhatsApp. Just send your WhatsApp a message with your name and email at 081-241-44. So 241-44, and you will be then be able to get your digital copy of e-newspaper on our sister e-newspaper, the Villagers. And if you're a business person, sure, we are making it easier than ever to grow your business. Our complimentary apps, we have the Imba apps and also the Eagle FM app. So are perfect for boosting your products and services to a wide range of customers and people in the country. So, and let's not forget our social media platforms. They are some of the most active in the country and giving you the perfect space to elevate your brand or create that product visibility to the right people in our country. So contact us. If you're a business person, contact us at 083-288-400. 083-288-400. And do that, you know. Today we can do that. No, maybe start on Monday. All right. So stay informed, stay connected, and stay ahead with Eagle FM and our media family. So our time is 32 minutes past 11. As I said, we're starting a little bit late than usually. We normally start at 11, and from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, this is the time we call mental health hours. So this is a mental health hours. If you have any problems or any other issues that you may want to share, not necessarily what we're discussing as a topic, I always give this as an opportunity. It's a platform wherever you are in Namibia, because we're giving you some platform. Maybe you might feel, you might have nobody to talk to about a certain problem or a certain issues that you you're experiencing, or someone you know that is experiencing, and you don't know what to do. Hileni, now she was just having actually a conversation on mental health issues at employment space, so at workspace. So
whether it's the personal reasons,
this is also a space where you can come through and share your problems, share not necessary problems, share what you're going, what you're experiencing, if so that you can get help. So we have a problem in our country where people are not able to, don't have access to information, don't have access to places where they can actually get help. Sometimes it's not about us to help you on air, but it's also to direct you to maybe places where you can actually get help. So yeah, so this is a platform for mental, we call this from 1 until 11, from 11 until 1 o'clock, a mental health hours. But this is Mind Matters. The program is called Mind Matters. It is the show that explore the psychological patterns and social factors that affect how we think, how we feel, and how we make a decision in life. And today we are tackling a subject that is as universal as it is uncomfortable, which is insecurity in relationships. Are your insecurity sabotaging your relationship? You might not even know whether that's the case, and you are at the right place. So my name is Mike Oshavelli. I'm your host, and I'm going with you until the hour of 1 o'clock. So, and let me challenge you right from the start. Have you ever caught yourself consumed by thoughts like, those thoughts like, all right. So have you ever caught yourself consumed by thoughts like, what if they are hiding something from me? Yeah. Or what if I'm not enough for them? You know, or maybe you have felt the pull to check, you know, to check their phone, dig through their social medias, or ask million questions, hoping their answers will ease your mind, you know. And let's be honest, those feelings of doubt, of fears, of suspicion, they don't just hurt you. And today we're talking about your partner, because we're talking about insecurity. They don't just hurt your partners. They drain you. You know, you become exhausted by those. So the most important things maybe that we're going to focus on and talk about, they steal your peace, your confidence, your ability to fully show up in your relationship. They rob you something. The peace, your confidence, and your ability to show up, to show up with the person you are in your relationships. And here is the tough truth. So insecurity, it doesn't walk into your relationship and announce itself. It doesn't say, here I am. It creeps in uninvited, feeding off past wounds normally, and society expectations, and that little voice in your head that whisper, you are not enough. So it is a silent thief turning the bond you have built with someone, you know, someone that you care so about, something, and turn into something that is so fragile, and that is so straining. All right. So, but it doesn't have to stay this way. That's why we have a program like this. So insecurity is not a life sentence. You don't have to live trapped by your fears, second guessing yourself and your partners. So the power to change lies within you. So that power lies within you. And it starts with the courage to face those, to face those feelings really, head on. So this morning, what we're going to do, this morning we are not just here to talk about the problem. So we are here to spark a transformation. We are going to break it all down. The signs of insecurity, how it quietly sabotages your relationship, and the steps you can take to heal and grow beyond it. So this is your moment to challenge yourself, to confront those fears and ask, what am I really afraid of? And what am I willing to do to break free? So here on Eagle FM, we don't shy away from these hard conversations, and we embrace them. We embrace them, and we grow. And growth is not easy. Growth, as we know, is not easy, but it is worth it. And let's get right into it after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. And if you're just joining us, this is Mind Matter, and I'm your host, Mike Oshoveli. I will be with you until the hour of 1 o'clock. And thanks for joining us. And today we're talking about if are your insecurities sabotaging your relationship. So that's our focus of a discussion and this morning. So, and thanks for joining me. And let's actually get into it. So now, and I want us to be really real. So many of our insecurities, maybe let's look at the what I would call society whispering standard. The root of insecurity is that society whispering standards. Okay? I'm calling it that way because I have a reason to call it that. So now, many of our insecurity come from the world around us. Okay? Your insecurity, my insecurity, it's coming from the world around us, from our society, from our family, from our peers. They all play a role. All what is happening around us, our environment, play a role into our insecurities. Now, think back. Think back to when you were growing up. Maybe it was a passing comment. Someone just make a comment about your weight. Or someone actually asking you why you hadn't achieved a certain milestone yet. You know, why didn't you have achieved this yet? And these messages. So whether it's just a passing comment, normally, as I said, this is happening in our surrounding. It's happening in the world around us, in our society, in our family. All this is happening. So it's not something coming from somewhere far away from us. It's from our own community, from our own surroundings. So as I said, it could be a passing comment. It could be a life experience that you're going through in your environment. So, but all these messages, they stick with us, don't they? They stick with us. Now, think about, let's say, for example, a society in terms of body image. Let's look at that. So the society tells us what is the ideal when it comes to your body figures. All right. 1 year, it is slim. The next, it's curvy. And, you know, you don't know which is which. So this year is that, you know, you're the very sexy person is the one who have this kind of a body. It's have this curve, you know, it's have this. Whatever. I nearly said one word that I could have said, shouldn't have said on air. So now then if you don't, now listen now, this is the way now the insecurity comes. If you don't fit the mold, if you don't fit the mold that the society tells us, then you feel less. Do you understand? Then you started to feel less. But who actually, you know, decide that this is the standard that you have actually to measure yourself? So you start to feel less because you are not actually fitting the mold. Yeah. So now there are other things as well. Let's talk about, I mentioned earlier, oh, milestone or something that you haven't achieved. Have you ever met people who ask you, oh, you haven't married yet? Oh, you don't have kids? No kids yet? Oh, no house? You don't have a house? So we have all had, you know, we have all had these questions, right? You have, I have, you know, and many other people have. And if there is, as if there is that one size fit all timeline for life. You understand? That's why you ask, are you not married yet? No kids yet? Or no house yet? Or no, whatever achievement, So as if there is that one size fit all time life. So by this time, you know, you must have already achieved this and that and that and that. So, and this is now when you see others, okay, and those comments, believe me, those comments create insecurity. All right. Now, the other thing is then the perfect relations that we see today is in social media. So the social media, it also doesn't help. So couple post their perfect, vacations, romantic dinners, grand gestures. We'll talk about this when we come back from this.
Omiaru odhuri kekucha iponga ivurithi oma yovi umurongo na gari ya vidhiri kwa mona mibia umvura aziko. Onkene ondita ara onora oyo awike umaru wiponga watamba kumojira detumo pasanjika otashivurika. So shumpuyu minga shoka shumojira eto hupitha omenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Alright, so as I was saying, there's those perfect relations what we see in social medias, you know? So a couple posting their perfect vacations and romantic dinners, you know, all those. And it's easy to think, it is easy to think, why isn't my relationship like that? So why isn't my relations like that? So now, what happens? The question is now, what happens when you don't measure up? What happened now when you don't measure up to those expectations, to those things that either, you know, when people ask you either the life milestones that you haven't achieved yet, you are not married yet, you have no kids yet, you have no house yet, you have no career yet, you know. So what if you're not measuring up with, you're not measure up with couples, with other couples that have a perfect, that seem to have a perfect, relationship where, with perfect vacation, with, you know, with those grand gestures, whatever the case may be. See? So what if you are not, what happens when you don't measure up? So there are certain things, you know, when we feel we are not meeting these standards. So what do we do? I'm asking you, what do we do? So we start actually compare ourselves to others. So we start to compare ourselves to others. And what happened? We started to say, her body is more toned maybe than mine. Yeah, her body looks more what has been described as being sexier than mine. He got such a successful career and I'm still figuring out. Oh, their relation seems so much happier than mine. You see, when we start actually comparing ourselves to others. And this circle of comparison, fuels our insecurity. Are you following me? So it is like a voice in our head saying, you are not enough. You are falling behind. So let me share a story here. So a friend of mine spent years comparing herself to her co-workers. You know, she was doing well in her career, but constantly felt inadequate. So because others were climbing the ladder faster. So what did she do? One day she decided to focus on what she loved, which actually mentoring young colleagues. So, and she found, now in that she found some fulfillment. She found fulfillment in there, and then realizing that success is not just about promotion, it's about impact. So that's how now that actually changes how she thinks. So, but she used to be constantly felt inadequate until she started actually doing something that she loved. Now, take John. This is my Jimmy buddy. This is a gym buddy of mine. All right. For years, he avoided the pool. He avoided pool because he felt self-conscious about his body. Okay. So, and then he joined a local swimming group, where people of all shapes and sizes just enjoy swimming, just enjoy water. So slowly he let go of the fear, you know, and started actually to feel good about himself. And not because he changed, not because of that he changed, but because his mindset did. Do you see where I'm going? This is all happening. This is all happening in your mind. This is all happening in your mind. This is how you see, you know, situations. So, and you start to see actually the world with that filter. Okay. So everything now you actually do it. Now let me give you a quick example as well, so that you understand where I'm going. So let's, you know, when I'm talking about suspicion and doubt, you know, let's say, for example, you are suspicious about your partner that she's cheating or he's cheating. All right. Now that actually become the reality in your mind. Do you understand? That become a reality in your mind. What you do now is that everything now you start to see everything in that light, in that suspicion, mind. That's how you started to see everything now about this person. So even in what the things that he used to do, now it becomes you kind of see them differently because of that. You understand? So if is, for example, he normally just go and talk outside when some call comes in, now that becomes a confirmation of your suspicion.
Africans, self-worth, dearer, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-235-8063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't
worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Omutiha with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She calls a father and Anna, Longish Far, Yai, she became Moshiwana. E. Moyawa, or Tango got some money. Anna Gishifa, Yanamibia, on the Tom Banawa, Orangeka. Faith and Nina, Omeguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupira, Mo, Eagle FM Media House. We 20 Mimiha, Ukakombanga Nina. Kara om.
We're back on. I think today is just not, it's one of those days that, and I think I don't know what is the problem with the electricity with NORED in Ondangwa, eh? What is the problem with NORED in Ondangwa? Seriously, this is not a joke anymore, you know? So the power went off and we have to restart again, and we are back on air. So we just have that a problem of the power went off, and this is becoming too regular into Ondangwa. Please Nora, do something. It's getting into the way of how others are actually doing businesses. So all right, so we're back. And let's have a quick everything I need to start again and all over again. Oh man. All right. Let's quickly just have a commercial break and then we'll be back. And start.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Omutiha with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She calls a father and Anna, Longishifa, Yai, she became Moshiwana. E. Moyawa, or Tango got some money. Anna Gishifa, Yanamibia, on the Tom Banawa, Orangeka. Faith and Nina, Omeguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupira, Mo, Eagle FM Media House. We 20 Mimiha, Ukakombanga Nina. Kara Omkwashi Pareki, we mopo, your more program, and let you. Moambo, then get a selma, or the Rahita team. That in the two, Harry Hamanotano, or the Arch. Eagle FM, so high.
All right. As I was complaining earlier on, so this has to, this definitely has to change with NORED, with power, with NORED. You know, we can't keep, this can't keep happening. All right. So, all right. Welcome back. We were looking back. Now we have to go back again. I don't know even whether it was, I was on air by the time I was talking. All right. So, yeah, we are looking in terms of insecurities in a relationship, and quickly we're looking just how does that start? You know, where does that start? And we're looking at, I was looking at some of the, as I said, sometimes that comes from you know, it's coming from our surroundings, coming from our, the world around us, from our society, from our family, from peers. All this actually play a role, you know. As I said, you know, any a passing comment made by either by your parent, by your teacher, by your colleague, by whatever. So a passing comment maybe on your weight, on your behavior, on your look, on whatever the case, you know. So those would actually then become they stick with you. They stick with you, and then when you are not now, so whatever now standard that was created by whatever comment or by the society and the colleagues and things that seem to be, you know, when I'm talking about now, the society tells you what the ideal body is, your, you know, how to be sex, what is to be sex. And when you feel now, when you are not fitting in that mold, so you start to feel less. So you start to feel not enough. And normally insecurity is about not feeling enough. So, and I mentioned earlier on where the questions that you must, when you are grown up, now you're a grown up and probably you met people who are asking you a question like you haven't married yet, or you have no kids yet, or maybe you just married yesterday, you just married last year, but up to now you don't have kids in your marriage. And people asking, you don't have kids, or you have been, you know, you have been working and you don't have a house, and then you don't have a house. So, all this question, we hear all this question, and then what they do, it's like as if there is that, as I said earlier, as if there is that one size fit all timeline that once you reach this age, this is what you should be. And I'm talking about also social media that actually portrayed a perfect relation, a perfect couples and things like that. So the question was that what happened when you don't actually then measure up with those standards? You know, in inverted commas. So now you started actually to question yourself. So when you don't meet those standards, you started actually to compare yourself to others. You know, that I don't have a beautiful body like hers. I don't look handsome like him, or whatever the case may be. So my career hasn't started off like he has a very successful career, and I'm still actually figuring out my own. So, and his relationships seems to be much happier and perfect than mine. So you started actually then to started comparing yourself to others, to those standards that the society have created. So, and this now, this is the circle of the circle of comparison. That is what now put fire on insecurities. So, and it is like now you start to have that voice in your head that's saying you are not enough, you are not good enough, or you are not enough, or you're falling behind. So that's how now you started to have that insecurity. All right. So now when I mentioned there are things that we need to do, first of all, on this particular things that we actually mentioned now, one of those is actually start to unfollowing the noise. Eh? So I mentioned, for example, social media. So if the social media triggers you, take a break from it. You know, unfollow accounts that make you feel less than. Yeah? If you have accounts that you're actually following that make you feel less than, yeah, unfollow them. Follow the one that inspire you and promote your self-love, for example. Yeah? What I'm asking you to do now, go through your social media, social media feed that you have sometime today, and remove account that don't uplift you. Eh? So the other thing also relating to what I said earlier on, focus on what, instead of focusing on what you lack, what you lack, celebrate what you have achieved. Because the focus here is this, you know, you're looking at what other people have achieved and compare yourself to them. So they are married, or maybe they are married, they have successful careers, they seem to be happy, and now you compare yourself to that. That's how then you fuel the insecurity within yourself. So what you need to do, celebrate your small wins. Celebrate the small win where you are. So instead of this is now the mindset as well. Instead of focusing on what you lack, celebrate what you achieve. So, and I want you to do something which is very, and normally when I ask you people in terms of practice, when you ask people to do this, it's always thinking, okay, how that would be helpful. So write down things or think about three things you are proud of today. What are those three things that you are proud of? Why do we normally ask you that? Why am I asking you that? You're actually creating a mental power. All right. Because what you do, you focus more on, you compare yourself more with what other people have achieved. You understand? And that's why you feel less. So that's why you feel less. You see others having this, having that, doing this and that, and I'm not. Now, what I want you to do is to create that mental power. So, and to create the focus that you need to create now, to change your focus. So think of that. And I would like that when you come to this kind of show, you have some a pen and a notebook where you can always, because I always come with some exercises that would help you in the future. As I said, write down three things you are proud of today. It could be a very simple, just getting up out of bed today. It could be that. Be proud of that. Because there are a couple of people, there are a number of people who still, who wish to do that because they can't, they could be in a hospital really. So that's already something that you can be proud of. What does this do? You know, it creates the focus. It creates the mental power, which a mental power that focuses on the positive thing in your life. Yeah? And it could all just that you make someone smile today. Yeah? So it doesn't have to be a big thing that you have, that you should be proud of. Good simple things that you do, and you realize to see, you start to realize that your life actually is significant. Now, the most important thing is also to challenge the negative thoughts. When that little voice whisper, you are not enough, ask yourself, is this true? Because we live our life thinking, we never actually challenge our thought. We think we are our thought. You are not your thoughts. You are not your thought. So is this true? What evidence do I have? Eh? What evidence do I have that to confirm that this is true? So, and next time, this is also a task that I'm giving you. And next time you catch yourself comparing. So when you catch yourself comparing, pause and think about something you love about yourself. Okay? So, And spend time with people who make you feel, people who make you feel seen and heard, not judged. So when you're planning your outfit.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it. Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. AutoCash, it's that simple.
All right. Welcome back. So we're looking at some of the things that you can do based on what we said earlier on. The other thing is spending time with who make you feel seen and heard. People who make you feel seen and heard, not judged. So, and even when you're planning outing with your friends, plan with people who uplift you. So the people that you can be able to share your vulnerability, and also do this also, share your vulnerability and see how they respond. So, and one thing also with insecurity is this. Insecurity often shrink when we step out of our comfort zone. So the reason why that actually continues is because you still continue thinking in the same way, doing the same thing. It's not because you haven't paid attention to that. Or maybe you don't even think that you have that insecurity. And insecurity is not just about in a relation, in a romantic relationship. It could be about work. It could be about, you know, it could be about work, could be about career, it could be about, so it, we have somehow, we have insecurity in many areas of our life. So, and insecurity often shrink when we step outside of our comfort zone. So, and that means, you know, maybe sign up for a class or a hobby you always wanted to try. Maybe a dance or a painting or a coding or anything, you know. That would actually grow your confidence. So the reasons why you are insecure is because you lack that confidence. And normally these things give you some kind of a value within yourself. So now, so here, from just what I said earlier on, this is the takeaway. Society might set the standard, all right? This is what I want you to take away. So society might set the standard, but you get to decide what is important for you. So stop comparing. Start living for yourself. So what do you think? Have you struggled? Maybe that's a question when you can come through also at one point. So what our time is 12 already, 18 minutes past 12. So what do you think? Have you struggled with these society whispers? Eh? Share your thought. Contact, you know, you may come through as well and share your thought as well. So now what I want to go to through now is actually looking at how insecurity, the lens of insecurity. So when you are insecure, all right, when you are insecure, it's not just a passing emotion. And I want you to understand that. It is not just a passing emotion. It becomes a filter for everything you see and experience. I haven't given an example of when you are actually suspecting that your partner is having an affair, for example. So that suspicion becomes a filter of everything you see and experience. Eh? Now, think of now other insecurity that we talked about. Imagine starting now your day with a thought like, am I smart enough for this job? Okay? Because that is insecurity. Am I smart enough for this job? Do I really deserve this relationship? That could be also insecurity. Am I truly lovable? Sometimes because coming from the experience that you have before. So imagine now you're starting your day with those kind of thought. It is exhausting, isn't it? So it is like carrying a heavy bag, a backpack of doubt wherever you go. And you are carrying this doubt. You are carrying this superstition. You are carrying this suspicion wherever you go. You carry this, as I said, it's not necessarily just about a relationship. But imagine, you know, carrying this with you. Okay. This is the script of doubt. Here's the thing. Insecurity is not just about how we feel. So it shapes how we act. You understand? It's not just about how we feel. It also shaped how we act. Picture this. You wake up every day with a little voice in your head whispering, you are not good enough. You will never mesh up to that. So imagine that's the voice that is in your head. Over time, that voice can turn into a script. A script that is actually would repeat itself, repeat so often that you actually start to believe it. So that you start actually to believe that is true. So you start actually to build this reality within your head, and over time, you know, you start to believe it is true. That am I truly lovable? I'm not lovable, or I don't deserve this relationship, or I'm not smart enough for this job. Or whatever the case may be, you know what is your situation. So, how then insecurity actually show up in our lives? So, remember this, it doesn't just live in our head. So now it seeps into our actions and relationship. And let's look at some of the things. Okay, how then it how does it manifest itself into our life? You know, have you ever seen somebody or even yourself when you're asking someone, do you love me? Are you sure? Where does this coming from? Just imagine when you ask somebody, do you love me? Are you sure? Where does it coming from? Sometimes it's not coming from actually the action of the other persons, but it's coming from you seeking validation constantly. Why do you need that validation? So, and as I said, sometimes it's not because you don't trust your partner. It is because you don't trust that you are enough. Now, a client shared, give me an example. A client shared how she would ask her husband daily, you know, if he still found her attractive. So one of my clients actually told me that she would ask her husband daily if he still found her attractive. So, and this wasn't, it wasn't about him. It was about her struggling to feel confident in her own skin. So it was not about her husband, whether the actual husband found it attractive, but it's her struggling to feel confident in her own skin. And therefore she projecting that in terms of, do you find me attractive? So this is the thing. So seeking that validation constantly, that's how now insecurity actually manifest into our life. Are you one of those person who are constantly asking for validation? Do you love me? Are you really? Are you sure? Or do I look attractive to you? So why are you asking all this question? It's because you are actually struggling to feel confident. Yeah. Whatever the problem may be in your own life, whatever issue. It could be your body, your body shape. It could be that you are oversized and you kind of feel you don't feel confident within yourself. And when you don't do that, you project that feeling on others now that they are the one. So because of your insecurity, because of whatever the problem is, you think that is the problem. Maybe it's your body. Maybe it's your height. Maybe it's your, you don't feel, maybe your, whatever the case may be. Okay. And most of the time, and this is where the crux of the problems, and most of the time, we don't see this as our, this is actually my problem. You don't realize that you project it to other people. Because of struggling to feel confident, for example, as I said, in your own, give an example of this lady, I said, one of my clients who always asking, do you find me attractive? It's not because of her husband, it's because of herself struggling to feel confident. So we're looking at how does it actually insecurity manifest itself in our own life, through also jealousy and snooping. That's another way. Have you ever caught yourself analyzing your partner's likes on Facebook, on Instagrams, sneaking a glance at their phone? Where does that come from? It is fear talking. That's actually, my dear friend, that's a fear talking. A fear that you will find someone, that this person will find someone better. Yeah. When you're snooping in, is that you're not enough. You don't trust that you are enough. So when you believe, so there was a discussion I had with someone and said, look, this is not to be confident with myself. Is that when when I believe that I'm the best, you feel the same as well. When I believe that I'm the best thing that you have, you know, and whatever you do, whether cheating on me or something else, would be that actually what you are the one to lose. You understand? You are the one to lose because I believe I'm the best thing you have. Now, but if I don't believe in myself to be the best thing this person have, so then I believe, then I'm actually worried that you may find something better. And that make me insecure. That make also people that are actually controlling, because they think that the moment you move actually away from them, you may actually find something better than them. That's insecurity. They think they can't mesh up. They can't mesh up. Do you remember? They can't mesh up that we're talking earlier, that I was talking earlier. It's because they feel I can't measure up with your standard, with the person. Maybe you are too beautiful and I don't think I deserve you. So, and therefore the only way that I can keep you is actually to control you. You understand? So it is fear talking, the fear that I will find that the person will find someone else, someone actually better. So I had a friend who once admitted she couldn't enjoy date nights because of she was too busy actually imagining her partner's past relationship, because this guy, it's more like, I would say it's popular person for, you know, and she even knows the kind of woman this guy used to date. Now, so and she wasn't, so this was not about him. So it was about her insecurity running wild. You know, she feel that, am I good enough for this guy? And every time now when these guys have to greet somebody, or you know, have to talk to some to some kind of a beautiful, she always think that, you know, you really not, you're not paying attention to me. Why would you? It's because of her own insecurity. So I want you to examine this about your manners, your actions, in terms of how many of these actions actually driven by your insecurity. So the other way it manifests, insecurity manifests in our, is also avoiding vulnerability. All right? So you hold back your true feelings because you are afraid of being judged. You're afraid of being rejected, or you're afraid of being abandoned. So maybe you have actually gone through this, through such experience before. Now, because of that, now you avoid being vulnerable. So, but here's the irony. This is the irony. When you hide your true self, what do? You create the distance. When you are not in with both feet, you're only in with one foot, you're being cautious, but you avoiding being vulnerable. So what you're creating actually a distance. You're not connecting. And this was another client of mine. She said he never told his girlfriend about his struggles with anxiety, because he had a problem. He has a problem with anxiety. So, but he feared she would see him as weak, you know, if he talked about his anxiety. So, but when he finally opened up, that actually brought them closer together. So because of your fear of being judged or being rejected or being abandoned, you hold back. That's why I said that you're avoiding being vulnerable because of your insecurity. So that's how it also manifests, insecurity actually manifests itself. So let's flip the script on insecurity and here and look at some things that we can do in terms of things that I just mentioned, you know, to move forward, to start moving toward toward confidence and self-acceptance, because that's the most important things. One, I always said, earlier on, I said, no, when it comes to the show like this, you must always have some kind of a journal, something where you can write. Eh? So one of the most important things is actually, you know, one thing you can be able to do is to, think about your negative belief. It's to write down or write down your negative beliefs. Now, you may have negative beliefs that you don't know that they are negative. You may, as I said, over time, this becomes something that become a foundation of how you feel and how you think and how you act. So I'm not good enough. Say, for example, it's not something that is in your conscious that you're not good enough, but it's something that, as I said, is something when maybe these are passing remark that you maybe when you grow up, you have said, it has been said to you, you are not good enough. Ah, that I'm bringing, you know, no, you know, when you are compared, when you are growing up and you're always compared to your brothers or your sisters and that becomes, that can become a belief. If you have heard this over and over and over for several years, eventually it becomes a belief that you're not good enough. Eh? And this is the negative beliefs that I'm talking about, which you might not be aware of. So what I'm trying is to say now, challenge those. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have that this is true? But you can only do that when you, like what we do now, when you're aware of that. Because you might not even aware that you have these negative beliefs. So, and if you do, ask yourself, challenge them. What evidence do I have that this is true? What evidence do I have that is not, maybe? So what you need to do, spend some time, you know, journaling, write one insecurity you have been feeling. Then write three reasons why it might not be true. So what it means is that you come into the realization because you have been believing these negative beliefs and you never actually pay attention to it. What I'm trying to help you is this, is actually then identify that. So the insecurity that you have been feeling. And then right now think three reasons. Maybe you are driving or so. So think three reasons why it might not be true. So what it does, it helps you, it gives you a different perspective because you have been just believing that that's the case. All right? So that's the starting point. What I'm trying to give you this, and remember this is mental power, okay? So is to be able now to recognize, and it's an exercise that helps you to always challenge your thoughts. In the process of the day, in the course of the day, there's millions and millions of thoughts that comes into your mind. And if you are that person actually associate with your thought, you believe you are your thought. So then you actually swing like a monkey. They call it monkey, whatever it is. I forgot the words. So where you just jump from one branch to another, one branch to another, without really judging, without challenging your thoughts. So the whole idea is actually to start that practice of challenging your thoughts. So whenever thoughts comes to your mind, ask it, what evidence do you have that this is true? What is there? Do you have evidence that is true? Challenge it. So because out of the thoughts that comes into your mind, many of them, probably 80% of those are actually not true. Eh? So the other thing is also, you know, you remember earlier on when we're talking that the validation that you're looking for, you're looking for validation from other. Do you love me? Are you sure? It's because of the insecurity within yourself. Start practicing self-validation. Instead of asking others for reassurance, you know, start validating yourself. You know, for instance, if you are proud of something you did, say it loud. Say it loud. I did a great job on that. Eh? So when you say it and say it loud, and remember, these are small things, but when you say it loud, I did a great job on that, for example, that's a command on your mind. So that's a command on your mind, and it actually now started to look for what your mind started to do is now it's looking for similar things that you can repeat. So you see, it's very important. Eh? Now, maybe let me give you a task. Each morning, this week, you know, look yourself in the mirror and compliment yourself. Start with small things. Eh? Like I'm smiling now. I like my smile today, you know? So you look yourself in the mirror and see the smile. That will make a hell of a difference. I can tell you that. You know, it would. Are you following me? All right. So practice that self-validation. So don't seek for, because you start now just to, you know, whatever other people say is what is truer, because you start to think that, because why do you upset? Let me give you also this kind of quick things. If you believe you're beautiful, say, for example, you believe you're beautiful and someone say to you, you're the most ugly person I ever seen. Would you get mad? Would you get mad someone call you, eh? That you are ugly? You are the most ugly person that I ever seen. But you believe you're beautiful. Why would you get angry? It's because you believe somewhere in you, you don't believe in yourself. So, and the reason why you're getting angry is because you believe that the other person is more truer. There's no such a word, but let's use it that way. He's more truer than you, than what you believe about yourself. So you understand. And the whole thing of practicing self-validation is to be able to create, you know, the foundation for your, you know, this is your foundation of your thinking, of your thinking about yourself and of how you see yourself. And also slowly by slowly actually demystifying those beliefs that you have about yourself, which actually create or fueling your insecurity. So, and I talk about also vulnerability, face vulnerability head on. Open up to someone you trust. You know, share something you have been holding back. As I said, silence is actually, insecurity actually grow in silence. Because what do? You keep feeding it, you know, you don't actually get what other people think. You keep feeding yourself, you keep creating this reality in silence. Say something you have been holding on, yeah? Say something that you have been holding back. Vulnerability is not weaknesses, yeah? It's actually bravery, you know? Pick up one person, your partner, your friend, your family member, anyone, eh? And share a small personal story you have been hesitant about. Maybe there's something that you have been hesitant about to share. You know, pick up one. So share that to somebody. Yeah. And the big one. Here's the big one. You know, I talked about social media. So social media, if your social media is actually fueling your insecurity, sometimes it does without even you recognize it or realizing it. Take a break. Take a break from social media. Limit your time online and focus on the real world connections. Eh? Focus on the real world connections. So sometimes actually the social media can fuel your insecurity. And I'm a very, very, very strong on real world connection. Have you seen in some houses? Okay, let me give you a guy. This is for the guy or the woman as well. Okay. One rule that I have is that if I'm taking you out, okay, you know, you can receive a call that comes in, but you know, I would, this is a deliberate action normally I do. When I'm taking you out, it's because I want to spend time with you, focus on you. So, but if we then, I take you out and much of the time you spend your time on your phone, that means you value the people, you value your virtual friends than me. So when that happened to you guys, when it happened to you, when you take out somebody and they spend more time on their phone and they, and you have nothing to talk about, then you have nothing. Let go. If you just have a drink, don't continue. Don't continue with the main meal, because what do you spend your money on? It's just because you have nothing. If the person feels they have more in common with the people that are on a social media and they focus on them, even when they are with you, it's meant they have nothing with you. So what I'm trying to say is that limit your social, your online time, your time online, and you come sometime, you come in some houses where everybody just on their gadget. And you don't even learn to connect anymore in a real world. Go out and see, you know, people in some restaurant or something like, these are a guy and a woman, you know, they take each other out. But each one of them is just on their phone. Each one is just scrolling on their phone. The conversation is quite little. People don't know how to connect anymore. Real world, you know, real life connection. So what I'm asking you now, try a no social media evening this week. No social media, evening all of this week. Okay. Use time. Use those time to do something you love. Okay. Read. And this is what I'm asking people much of the time on Unpacking the Day. Read. We don't read. Do something that you love. No, you don't need to read if this is not something you love. Read, paint if you love painting, or go for a walk if that's what you love. Do something of real life. All right? So, and that's normally actually increases your confidence, because as I said, if social media is fueling your insecurity, take break from it and do something that is positive. Okay? Something that you love. All right? So, and the other thing, remember, confidence is a journey. Celebrate those small wins that happen in your life. And there are, believe me, there are small wins in your life. And being kind to yourself for a day. Just being kind to yourself. So celebrate progress, not perfection. Any progress that you made, celebrate that, not perfection. Because that might not come. Perfection might not come. All right. So now what I want you to do then, you know, maybe just do one thing, write down one thing, you did well today. No matter how small it is, keep adding to that list daily. All right. Write down one thing you did well today. So what does this mean? You realize that there are a lot of things. If you add that on a daily basis, you start to realize that actually there are a lot of things that you're actually achieving in a day. No matter how small are they, because you're looking at yourself. Remember what we said earlier on, because of your insecurity, now you see your world as completely nothing. And when you do this, this is the smaller steps that actually help you to see that actually there are significant things that are happening in my life. It's about 15 minutes to go, and you're most welcome. At this point in time, you can come through at any time. I'll continue, but you may come through. We started a bit late today, and there was a breakup, a power breakdown. There are so much that we lost in terms of that. But you're welcome to come through. If there's anything that you want to react on, our telephone number is 08333. I hope it's working. 08333 66091 0833-66091. So you may come through as well and share your opinion and your experience. So here's the message I want you to, with this particular thing, with what I was talking about, this is the message I want you to live with you. Insecurity is part of being human. All right. But it doesn't have to define you. So recognize it, understand it, and take small step every day to grow beyond it. All right. As I said, it's human. We are, it's part of being human. It's not something you need to beat yourself up for. All right. So, but it doesn't have to define you. So all what you need, you can only be able to change when you recognize it, when you understand it. And this is what we're trying to do. I'm trying to help you to understand it. And then when you understand, able now to take steps every day to grow beyond it. All right. So, how have insecurity, this is my question, how have insecurity shown up in your life? So, and what have you done to combat them? What have you done to combat them? So, think about that, even if you don't call now, as something, think about that for yourself. How have insecurity shown up in your life? And what have you done to combat that, to fight that? All right, you may come through as well. Give us a call. Our telephone number is 0844-0833-66091. 0833-66091. All right. Let's have a musical break for now. And then, so we will be back later.
Good as I was to you.
Gregory Morgan, as good, good as I was to you. All right, welcome back. And we're looking at the insecurity in our relationship. So, one thing we need to understand is that insecurity doesn't just appear out of nowhere, all right? So, it often has a deep rooted in our past. So, we only have a few minutes, actually. So, now, the insecurity, you know, maybe you grew up in a household where love or approval felt conditional. And that happened many times. So this is what parents we do. And we have to be very careful about that. You are only worth if you succeed, you know, and if you look a certain way, when you look perfect, or if you make us proud, if you make other proud. So that it's become conditional. So, and then what that does is that when you're not succeeding, when you're not looking perfect, when you're not making others proud, whatever, you feel less. Do you understand? You see, we grew up in that kind of culture, in that kind of environment. You become to feel less when you are not achieving, when you're not succeeding, when you're not perfect. You see? Or maybe you have been hurt in previous relationships. So someone lied, someone cheated, or let you down, and those scars haven't fully healed. So now, a colleague once shared how growing up with a critical parent made her fear speaking up, you know, when speaking up at work. So because she grew up with a critical parent, and that made her fear speaking even at work. So every time she voiced an idea, she hear her parent's voice in her head saying, that's not good enough. Yeah, that's not good enough. So that becomes the kind of baggage you are carrying an old baggage into new space. Okay? So imagine walking into a new relationship, a new job, or a new friendship, carrying a heavy suitcase. Okay? And inside that suitcase, there are fears. What are those fears? That could be you. Those are fears like, what if they leave me? Because you have been abandoned before and all that. Now you're carrying that fear in that suitcase. What if they leave me? What if I fail again? Maybe you're carrying that fear from a previous job. What if I fail again? So what if I'm not enough? All right. So you're carrying that bit. One of my clients said to me about her experience. In my last relationship, my partner cheated on me. Now, even though I'm with someone amazing, I can't shake off the fear that history will repeat itself. You see? So the person still carried this fear that what if, you know, so, and that goes to what I was saying earlier. So you're not committing yourself because of that fear. And this insecurity, as we're talking about, is sabotaging your relationship. So this is such common. It's really such a common and relatable struggle. This is something that we all can relate to. Past wound can feel like invisible chains and holding us back from fully enjoying the present. So let's look at what we can do really. So, and steps that can help us unpack this. Now we need to unpack this suitcase of fears and start traveling lighter. Okay. So let's unpack that suitcase of fears and start traveling a little bit lighter. Yeah? One thing that you need to do is actually the first step is acknowledging. Acknowledging your baggage. Know what is in your suitcase. What is that you need to unpack? And the first step is recognizing what you are carrying. What baggage are you carrying? What specific past experiences are fueling your insecurity? Unless you know that, you won't be able to actually to unpack that suitcase. So, and I want you to think of one fear. Start with one. One fear you have been struggling with. Then ask yourself, where did this come from? What past experience might have planted this fear? So what is that past experience might have actually planted that fear? Now, so the other thing is this. Now, the next step is to separate past from your present. Okay? Remind yourself. Separate past from your present. Remind yourself that your current situation is different from the one that hurt you. You are no longer in that situation. And I want you read about mindfulness, practice mindfulness to stay anchored so that you stay anchored actually in the present. I remember a caller once shared how she repeat to herself, like, so this is not my past. This is my now. Okay. This is not my past. This is my now. Okay. So wherever she is, whenever she felt, her fears creeping in, wherever she felt that the fears were creeping in, she always do that. This is not my past. Because of, remember that those insecurity would always drag you down into that situation. So she always, what does she does is not, this is not my past. This is my now. So now, every time, I'm giving you also a task, every time an old fear surfaces, pause and take a 3 deep breath, breathing, you know, like take a deep breath and then say it loud. That was then, this is now. Okay? So that was then. When that becomes a practice, it does, you're not dragged into your past. Okay? That make you feel insecure. So when you do that, and then when it become a practice, when I say do this, make that a practice. Over time, you actually go over. Because even when that become a focus, that's why you feel the way you feel at this point in time. Because that has been always a focus. That's always the place you go to. Make sure that you change that. That was, this is now. So rewrite your history, rewrite your story. Our past experiences don't have to define us, as I said earlier. So think of them as a chapter in a book. All right? As a chapter in the book. You have the power to write the new one. That's a chapter that is actually gone. Now you have actually an opportunity and the power to write the new one. So write, and this is an exercise that I do, and very powerful as well. Okay? So for you to be able to change things in your life, what you need to do, and try that, okay? So write a letter to your younger self. Remember, the reason why I'm saying, why I want you to go there is because of your past. So the way, there could be the situation different from the one that hurt you now. You are in a different situation from the one that hurt you. Now, that's why I want you now, write a letter to your younger self that was, and offer the assurance. For example, I know you were hurt. Okay? You're writing to your younger self, I know you were hurt, but you are stronger now. Eh? You deserve love. You deserve happiness now. You understand? So, it's actually reassuring, offering reassurance to that young one, to that young self that was hurt. That this is what I will do. You are stronger now. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be happy. So it's a shifting so that it's taking you out of that. Move out of that. Okay? And talk it out. Don't let past experience fester in silence because they can feed you. Share your fear with someone you trust, whether it's a friend, a partner, or a therapist. You know, get my number. I can't share it here now. Get my number on the office, and I can help you. Eh? Someone I know shared how opening up to her new partner about her past helped them actually build trust and understandings. So it is very important. So for you, maybe as a task, schedule a heart-to-heart conversation with someone closer to you. Start with, I want to share maybe something about my past that I still are, that still affect me today. So maybe start that way and then go in and then talk about what is affecting you. So the other thing is, my dear people, remember you are a human being. All right. You are a human being. It is okay to have fears and scars. Eh? As Italian would say, it is okay. Eh? To have fears and scars. So treat yourself with kindness. So you treat yourself with the kindness that you would offer to a friend. So how would you treat your friend? So when you catch yourself being overly critical, pause and ask, what would I say to a friend in this situation? So that's how then you need to treat yourself. So let's do that. All right. So, and if you're just joining us, so we're coming more or less towards our, yeah, it's already, I think Elizabeth is waiting already. So, but now as we're wrapping up today's journey on Mind Matters, let's take a moment to breathe. Breathe in the truth that insecurity, while it is tough, is not unbeatable. All right? You are faced, you know, you have faced challenges before in your life, isn't it? And you have grown from them. So this is not different. So insecurity thrives in silence, in isolation, in believing the lie that you are the only one who is struggling, which is not true. But you are not alone. Every one of us, in our own way, has wrestled with doubts about whether we are good enough, whether we are worth enough, whether we are lovable enough. Eh? And let me tell you, right here now, you are all those things and more. Eh? So, and here is the heart. And here, so love and connection don't require you to be perfect. You understand? It doesn't require you to be perfect. Nobody have all the answers or flawless life, as sometimes, you know, maybe social media pretend to show. True love, whether for yourself or a partner or even life itself. So it's about being present. Showing up authentically, all right? Embracing the journey of growth. It's not about having it all figured out, all right? It's about having the courage to try, to stumble, and to rise again. So today, I have a challenge for you, right? Take a moment to reflect, not on what you think you lack, all right? Not on what you think you lack, but on what you bring on the table. You have heard that. What is that you bring on the table? Write it down. Say it loud. Share it with someone you trust. Remind yourself that your value, it doesn't come from anyone else's opinion or from ticking all the boxes society lays out for you. Your worth is inherent. You know, it is the way you care. The way you try, the way you keep showing up, even on the hard days. All right? And here's one final thought to carry with you. All right? Every small step you take towards self-belief is a victory. Whether it's speaking kindly to yourself for a change, taking a chance on an opportunity, or simply deciding to show up authentically, you are winning. You are growing. Thank you for being part of this conversation this morning on Mind Matters. Let's keep building each other up. One thought, one action, one day at a time. Remember, you are not defined by your fears. You are defined by how you rise above them. You have got this, and I will be there cheering you on every step of the way. So have a peaceful day ahead. See the rest of the day. And don't forget to be kind to yourself and to others. So stay tuned. I think Elizabeth Wald, and Elizabeth is coming up with Elizabeth Wald. So stay tuned until next time, until actually Monday. on Unpacking the Day. For me, Michael Soveli, have a very good, beautiful day ahead and a good weekend. Ciao for now.